This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm sometimes asked, what book changed your life? So many books have changed my life. It's impossible to answer. Or I'm sometimes asked, what book do you give most often as a gift? That question is easier to answer. The book that I most often give as a gift, and a book that changed my life, is Christopher Alexander's brilliant, strange book, A Pattern Language. I love much of Alexander's work, but this book is my favorite. Few books have made such an impression on me and the way that I see and think. The book sets forth an archetypal language of 253 patterns, that's the pattern language, that make the designs of towns, buildings, and most interesting to me, homes, the most pleasing. This book doesn't need to be read from front to back. I often just flip through it and study the parts that resonate with me. And I look at the pictures, of course. I'm a very text-centric person and not very visual. And this book helped me to identify the elements about spaces that I like or don't like. It allows me to see the world in a new way. And as a consequence, I've been able to do some things differently in my own space to make it more pleasing. To give you an example, for instance, here's a list of some of the patterns that I love most. And I even love the aptness of the phrases used to describe them. Some of the patterns include half-hidden garden, staircase as stage, cascade of roofs, sleeping to the east. Interesting, after my parents moved to a new place, they both remarked to me independently of each other how much they enjoyed having a bedroom that faced east. Light on two sides of every room. This is something you really notice in New York City. 6-foot balcony. This is a pattern that explained to me something that had always been puzzling, why people in New York City apartment buildings seem so rarely to use their balconies. It turns out that when a balcony is too narrow, people don't feel comfortable on it. It needs to be at least 6 feet deep. Ceiling height variety, raised flowers, child caves. Oh my gosh, children love child caves. Windows overlooking life. So, for example, our apartment has good light, which I am so thankful for every single day, but we can't look down on any street scenes. We just can see the sides of buildings, and it's surprising how much we miss being able to have windows overlooking life. Things from your life. In Happier at Home, I write about how I cultivated a shrine to my passion for children's literature as a way to make a special place for certain things in my life, like my old copies of Cricket Magazine, my complete set of the Wizard of Oz books, my mother's old copy of Little Women, my Gryffindor banner that a friend brought to me from the Harry Potter theme park. And here's my favorite, Secret Place. Again, as I write about in Happier at Home, I was inspired to create my own secret places in our apartment. I couldn't stop with just one. We've got several. Alexander writes, "Where can the need for concealment be expressed? The need to hide, the need for something precious to be lost and then revealed." Sometimes reading a book can help us see the world in a different way. Christopher Alexander's book, A Pattern Language, changed the way I see the world. Sometimes, at least in my case, it's only through words that I can learn to see more clearly. I'll post a link to Christopher Alexander's book and to a post that I wrote about my favorite patterns in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.